Yuan. Oh, don't be alarmed. I'm nice. You're my test guinea pig. But don't worry. Not like I'm gonna assimilate you or anything. You might not recognize your surroundings, but that's okay. I'll return you to your home planet, exactly where I found you. I'm not mean, I promise. I don't have much experience with your kind, but in the nicest way, it would be best if you cooperate fully with me, okay? I need samples from you, so I'm afraid I did have to strap you down, but it's okay. I have no interest in hurting you, I promise. You can call me Zeno. I've been learning a lot from your kind, but the more I learn, the more questions I end up creating, rather than answering. Let me prepare my tools. It says on my list, I need all sample types. I've never done all sample types before, and the instructions look like they are incredibly outdated. I will deal with that when I come to it, I guess. I'll get nice and close to you now. So, first, a basic hair sample. Let me brush it out for you. It's so magnificent and strange. My last test subject had approximately 113,768 hairs on their head. But you seem to have even more. How exciting. There you go. I have a good sample, and into the vial you go. And skin sample. Just gently graze the skin with a tool. I'm sure it won't hurt. I studied what your external barrier is like. 5 different layers, all intricately working together. It's simply fascinating, to say the least. Let me tick those off the list before I forget and repeat the same sample. Now, it's an ear sample. You have a self-cleaning mechanism in your ears, yet I hear you still clean them out yourselves with a foreign-bodied object. You must be careful, as your eardrums are very exposed, even though they may be internal, shielded by your cartilage. Hold still, please. And to do the other side. That's another thing. Okay, next sample is blood, but don't worry. I do not need to hurt you for this. I'll just use my tentacle for it. It's kinda cute. I did it so it's like a tail, and it won't freak you out so much. So please, just open the palm of your hand. Oh fuck. Next sample. I've never read that word before. How do I even say it? Kum? Kume? I need his help. So we're almost finished, and I'm very thankful for your cooperation, as you've made this incredibly easy for me. But I need your help on one thing more. If I can show you what's on my paper, can you tell me what I need to do to get what that is, and put it in this vial here? Oh, I need a bigger vial for it. Okay, I'll use this one instead. So, I need to do what now? You use my hands and unzip your pants. Okay. And, whoa. I've never seen this before. How captivating. I'm in awe. So, I need to touch it. Like this. Oh, put my hand around it. How is the grip? Oh, too tight. Sorry. So, go up and down. Oh, wait. Wouldn't this not benefit from lubrication? Here, my tentacle can lubricate it a little. How does it feel now? What about using two hands? I can feel your heart rate going up. And you're starting to lose your composure. What exactly am I doing to you, human? This seems intense. Is this an enjoyable experience for humans? Wait, it's not enough for a sample. What do you mean? I have to use my mouth? I could do that. Do humans like the sensation of something wet on them? Humans are strange. But this seems pleasant for me as well. Oh, why am I rubbing my antenna? It means I am being amused by your actions. It kind of feels nice if I touch them whilst doing this. Wait, why are you looking at me like that? Oh, fuck. I'm losing my mind. I can't believe some human can give me this much pleasure. I think it's starting to throw in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the sample, human. I guess that's why they call this place the Milky Way.